For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Praise God. Father, we give you worship. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you so much for I believe you are the one that drew my attention to that line of that song, and it has always been a blessing to me. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for the role of a minstrel. Always bring people's attention to the weight of God's faithfulness. I believe that God is doing great things in our midst. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Grant us understanding as we look into your word. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. March has been our month of faith. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the glory. Give you all the praise. March has been our month of faith. And then today is the last day of March 2021. Praise God. And then we are closing. Friday again, we'll see Lucas faith, but this evening, the Lord just threw my attention to look at something very important. Praise the Lord. And I believe God is helping us, and he said to do more things in our life, for he has done enough already. Praise God. This evening, we look at faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Hallelujah. Looking this week, all throughout this week, from Monday, last Saturday from last week, I've been on 8 chapters of the Bible reading Elisha, hallelujah, and then looking at some wonderful, mysterious things that, and then sometimes when I'm reading through and meditating, I wonder why it is difficult for us to believe God. I wonder why it is really difficult for us to really, all of these stories, we have read them. All of these stories, we have heard them. All of these stories, all of us can cut them offhand. But when you come to life and then we face a situation that is 1/1,000,000 time equivalent of what God has done in their times, it looks as if our case is impossible. Hallelujah. But these guys walked in impossible miracle. There's nothing that is, there was no miracle in the New Testament that was not done in the Old Testament, except few of them. Praise God. These guys did a lot of things, and God did mind-blowing things with them. And the Bible said the least in this kingdom is greater than the greatest in their kingdom. And the greatest in their kingdom was John the Baptist. Hallelujah. I read on how Elisha was with the daughter of one of the prophets. The one that took debt. And then she went to Elisha and said, you know your servant. That means your servant. That means he was one of the mentee of Elisha. Is dead, and then we need to pay debt. Somebody come to collect that, because people really are heartless. They don't care that the man is dead. You must pay us our debt. And then Elisha, what do you have? Say, I don't have anything unless a bottle of oil. Say, go and gather a bottle of oil. And then begin to pour. I was just imagining how this woman picked that oil. Of course, this, something like that has never happened. They have their doubt. They will have borrowed it. Maybe the vessels they had were the vessels at home. But she was pouring and she noticed the oil was not, and then just think about that kind of miracle. Pouring and then the oil, where's the next one pouring? Well, and then until I was just imagining the reality and the practicality of how that kind of thing can happen. So it's possible that your last money, as you're about to spend it, another one will come. It's possible that as the last resource is about to go, another one will come, that this verse, pocket your resources can never be dry. I believe that it could be possible that your resources, your money, or what you have can never run out. Because if they kept on pouring out, it never ran out their vessels or their container. In this case, our faith runs out. Because their vessels, they had dignified their faith. What they believe could carry, that was what they brought. And then till it ran out. So long as our faith is intact, it is possible. Resources will never run dry. Hallelujah. The second one was the story of the second servant. One of them that was, they went out, even us was small, and then they went to cut trees. And then they begged Elisha to go with them, and he followed them. I believe not to walk, maybe just to observe and be around. And then as he was walking, one of the servants said, alas, it was borrowed. It seems, and this is two of his servants having borrowed cases situation. The first one borrowed money and died. This one also borrowed axe. I believe they were borrowing not because Elisha taught them, but because they chose to live that way. Because somebody that could multiply bread, somebody that can do this, will not teach you how to borrow. So it is possible you can be in the center of a river and be dry and be barren. Hallelujah. So this one again, when I'm borrowed, but that is not that thing altogether. But when the axe fell in the place, the Bible says Elisha caught a tree and threw it there, and the Bible says metal floated. It doesn't look like a small thing. But the Bible says the metal floated on the air. That means before it was on the ground, by that thing that came out, it brought it to the top of the river. And then he said, come and catch it. To me, that is really mind-blowing and impractical. But it happened. And the prophet went and took it. That is an impossible case. Gravity against science, against everything possible. And the metal floated in the air. And the servant picked it. I was just wondering, what was in the mind of Elijah? What was he thinking? It has never happened before. But he knew it would happen. They threw the stick there, show me where it is, and then it came up, and then the man picked it. To me, that was an impossible case. Hallelujah. Impossible. But there's no way practical that kind of thing can happen. A metal to float. And you know, the axe head that can cut the tree should be heavy. Another one was, when he multiplied bread, some of the prophets were around, the bread was not enough. And then he said, give them. Somebody brought bread to them, and he said, it will multiply. And they still ate, and then there was refund. In fact, there was a situation where they went to gather leaves in the wilderness. And then some of them picked dirty or poisonous leaves. The Bible says, Elisha casted, can't remember what he casted into the food, and the food was healthy, and they ate it. The Bible says, the water in the cities was poisonous. When you read the Bible, it will say the water has death, but when you read other translations, it says that the water was so bad that it made their women have miscarriages. When you read the Living Bible, that is what it says. That the water was bad, and then their women were having miscarriages. So they called Elijah to pray for them. That is the elders of the city. That means territorial presidents should be able to come to you. Because in their days, president went to men of God. The king went to Elisha. All the presidents, even Damascus, all of them were coming to Elisha. Not in our days that men of God go to see prophets, go to see president and people in authority. In their days, president came to them. Hallelujah. They came to them. They came. Anytime I see that they are dead boy, I see President Buhari going to the Redeemed Camp and going to see the WF Kumi. I say, this is right. So, Bele Gule Jonathan sat down for worship at one night or one of the service in Dr. Paul Enege's church. I said, this is the right thing. When I see governors come to church and sit down, that is the correct thing. Because in their days, people went to, the president came to men of God. Not men of God going to men of God and like, yes. And then he cured the water in the city. It was like a national miracle. The water was clean. Hallelujah. He only made, of course, now, when he went and casted a tree in the water. Now, if this is Lokoja now, if there is a river in Lokoja, river we have, Confluence River here. If I should go there and something there, the immediate water is clean. That water, after 1 day, 2 days, it will have flooded away. It's another water that will be coming by next 2 days. That means we should be expecting the one coming to be dirty. Or should still have that kind of poison. Because it was a moving water. But the Bible says, till forever. That means even when the foreign water was coming and it's poisonous, once it gets to this atmosphere, it will become clean. So it was like, it was not just a one-time miracle, it was because the one he healed will have moved away. So another one coming will have just anchored, but it was a permanent miracle. The women were no longer barren, and then they were healed. Impossible things that could not be explained. Another one was the healing of Naaman, of leprosy. You know, Naaman expected, that is where I learned that, you know, miracles don't always come the way you expect it. Naaman said, I expect him to come and wave and say, you are healed. But Elisha said, no, he refused to even see him for daring our God. Send a servant to go and speak with him. No, the point is that when somebody comes to see him and he notices that the person is proud, he tells him, go on your knees. Go on your knees and lift up your hands and thank God. So that he wants to bring him to the state of humility. So Elisha did not even come out to see him. Sent a servant to go and tell, like the, in our days we'll call it the army commander general. Because the Bible says that in the first verse of that chapter, he said, that army commander of Syria, God Almighty wrought miracle by his hands. So even though he was not an Israel king or an Israel commander, God was using him to do miracles. Hallelujah. So he said, go and wash in the rivers of Jordan, and it was not even a clear river, to another level of humility. Then he said, the waters in Syria, Naaman, he was angry and braggadocious and was going. The servant came and spoke, and then he spoke to me about that kind of a leader. The leader was a listening leader. Because another leader will not listen to his servant. In fact, the fact that he listened and believed his house guest, he told him he's a good leader. Listen to them and obey them. But the fact that they even have the bullet to talk to him, that means they know that you listen to them. If he asks you to bring the leg of an elephant and then the teeth of a lion, you will tell us to go and hunt and bring. If he asks you to do a complex, that's what they told him. They say, if he asks you to do a complex thing, you will do it. This simple thing, just go and wash. I imagine himself dipping one time, it did not work. Two times. Up to six times, it did not work. And then the seventh, I was wondering what was God doing and watching. As it was coming, the Bible says his skin was like skin of a baby. Like the skin of a brand new baby. And then the second time when he returned, Elisha saw him. Then he begged Elisha, now I've repented. I will serve your God. Give me two mule of sand. That's why many people now, if they go to anointed places, they carry sand. They give me two sand, let me carry it to my nation and I'll begin to worship your God. But forgive me in case I go to the altar because I go with the king. He's worshiping his God and I'm just there. But now I've repented. I'm not a believer. So people carry sand because the truth is sand of certain places carry powers. Because territory really signifies a lot of things. Hallelujah. But he healed him of leprosy. In our days, that we call terminal disease. Till today, the leprosy is terminal. Hallelujah. A word of level of knowledge, another whole level together. He said, the king of Syria will say, we'll ambush them here. Then he will tell the king of Israel, don't go this way. He said, not once, not twice. Then he not the king of Syria. I say, who is the one telling the king of Israel our secret? And one of his masters said, he's not the king of Israel. There is a prophet in their land that can tell them what to do in your bedroom. They know your inner discussion. They go and bring him. And then they say he's in. So they went to Dothan to bring him. And then they came by night. And then they surrounded prophet Elijah. And then everybody, his servant was already agitated. The second servant was not Gehazi because Gehazi has already left in the story of Naaman. Say, these people are here to kill us. They that are for us are more than they that are against us. The servant was only looking at physical things. The armies are here, we are dead. But Elijah was seeing beyond the physical. His third eye, what we call the enlightened eye. He knew that angel. He said, Lord, please open the eyes of this servant. Now, many times, if we know what is surrounding us, we will not be afraid. If God can just open our eyes to see what surrounds us, what makes us fear witches and wizards or powers or native doctors or all those kind of things, we will not be there. It's because our eyes cannot just see them. It's a chariot of fire we are surrounding them. I was watching a movie of Daniel 2 days ago, Daniel's story of his movies. And the way they acted the movie was, Daniel was, and then the lions were coming, and then they were trying to stretch their claws to him. And it was like there was a wall. They could not just pass the wall. After hours of trying, they could not train it. There is something always that protects us that we cannot see. Then Elisha said, let their eyes be blind. And then God made them blind. Took them to the center of Israel and said, Lord, open their eyes. That means at his will, you can blind the eyes of people. You know, when they say their eyes are blind, doesn't mean that they could not see. They could see. Because they followed him. If they were blind, they would be running away. But it is possible to be blind that you in this room. You don't know that this thing is on this table. That is he put on them. Like, you will not. Paul and James, there's always a spirit of blindness that is cast on this nation. People cannot see the obvious. There are some people that people cannot imagine electing, but some people will kill them. Till tomorrow, there is a president in this country, if he's coming for third time, there are people that will still vote him. Because there is a veil in their eyes that they cannot see. So the Bible says he blinded them. So they were talking with Elisha. The man you are looking is not here. Come, let me take you to him. And they followed him. So people can be blinded. That is the way Bishop Edebo said that when they were in Kaduna, when Living Faith started, after some years, people were not coming. They said, the way we are going, this church will not go anywhere. They said, God said, fast for 3 days. He fasted for 3 days, and on the third day, he was praying. God said, go outside. So he went outside, said, turn and look at the church. So when he turned, he looked at the church, and he saw that there was a demon and a veil covering the gate of the church. Then he said, now command him to go. So he commanded it, and the veil lifted from the door, like the door of this one, like this, and then lit, and then he went. And then next Sunday, people trooped in. Then he was asking them, he said, we thought you were white garment churches. Another one came and asked him, said, so you're no longer white garment churches now? Yes, that was what he was sharing. Because that it was a veil casted that a wrong perception of you will be seen. It blinded their eyes. That's why we must always pray that the eyes of people be opened. 2 Corinthians 4 says, if our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to those who that the God of this world has. People cannot see that fornication will not let them anywhere. They have seen the way their sister ended. They will see the way their neighbor ended, but they are going full gear. They saw the way their auntie ended. It's like now they say, okay, their auntie was not smart enough. My case will be smart enough. Gear 3. Let's go in. Because they are blinded. Blinded. So there's a miracle we can do to blind the devil from your property. That nothing of yours can be missing. It is possible that you ensure your things in the realm of the spirit that they will not see your property. They will not see it. I've had a several robbery of people who say they will rob and come and jump their houses. So when their robbers were accosted and they were questioned, why did you attend? Say, when we came here, there was no house here. Yes. True, like I've had people testify and do not me several times. When we came here, there was no house here. Because the police were investigating, because they were suspecting one. Why? Well, you rob here. Some only this apartment. Continue robbing here. They said they did not see. Yes. I heard of Bishop Umar Ekpai say that people, armed robbers were saying that, well, anytime you come to rob, you don't see it out there. It is possible that people can be blinded. That, to me, that's a big miracle. Hallelujah. Another one was the provision for the Syrian army. When they are going to war, there was no water. He said that you will not see the water, you will not see the rain, but you will see water. Without water, 2 Kings 3:17, water began to flow in and everybody drank and had remnant. Say tomorrow, he prophesied and said, by this time tomorrow, they will sell a cow. It was an impossible miracle. Then the servant assistant said that, okay, even if God will open heaven tomorrow, it cannot happen. So bad that a woman can eat her child. You can imagine the level of how bad for a woman to eat her child. You can imagine the in it has, because a woman is the softest woman being on earth. But for her to kill her child, boil his meat, eat it. The boldness to kill the child will tell you the power of hunger. Because hunger, Bible says the lepers that were in the gate that went, they said that hunger can make you prefer to die. Say, let us go. Let him kill us. That's why I believe that tomorrow it can be possible that by tomorrow I can wake up and then you are a millionaire for life. I believe it. I believe it that one day you enter the house broke and the next day you are stepping out, life transformed. I believe it. That is an impossible case that you cannot explain. But somehow I believe I have faith that one night you sleep broke, the next permanently escape poverty. That one day you sleep lonely, and the next day you are most sought after. Today I was watching a video by a on YouTube. It was the Cristiano Ronaldo. He went to these makeup shops, and then they gave him beard. They changed his face. So he was in the square with everybody with the football. plane and everybody was saying, "Who is this person?" Just ignored him. For almost a few minutes, they were saying that nobody ignored him. Everybody ignored him. They didn't even care. We talked to people. The people who played, they ignored him. Then one small boy came and played with him. Small, played with him. They said, "What is your name, Nicola?" Then he signed. You know, these people are not normal human beings. He signed on the shirt. That shirt, they can sell it for $1 million. There are people that can buy it. How do you imagine these people? Just because he was the one, he was the one that wrote. So what is your name, Nicholas? So he took the ball and then wrote, signed his name, and then removed the tear from his face. Hey, everybody around just came around. Just what is now? Like that, it was just amazing. That's why I believe that you can sleep today, you are not known, and then wake up, you are known. Yes. I have seen men of God rise in my life. And then I have seen the way I will rise. I've always seen it. Last year, you will not know a name. This year, you will know the name and everybody will know the name. And then, that is it. It will just be like one day, something just in the spirit. And then, people just want to know him. People don't hear you because of only what you are saying. God has to put an authority on you to be heard. God has to be an authority that throughout the nations, people hear. Not just only because of what you have said. There are means I listen to that. But because everybody's like them, they like them. That is it. Because you must be listened to. Yes. There were ministers in this country. Last year, you don't even know their names. But this year, just anything they do is on. You go on WhatsApp, every person. But it can be 1 week not known, and the next week you can be on the hottest news on this world. Yes. So I believe in possible things. I believe that there could be everything your mind can conceive can happen. So it's more that I'm moved and motivated internally, because I know there are things. Sometimes I see things in the spirit, I don't see them physical, but I am ready. I know it will happen because I have seen it. Like, have you heard of a word, deja vu? Like, that seen before? I have been in conversation with people, like, and then it will be like, I have talked with this person before, and I've said these things before. Sometimes I want to say something, I say, but I have said this somewhere before in the place like this. I can be praying and I will see things in the future. And then when I see my, sometimes I will forget, but when I am in the reality and it's happening, I've said this thing before. There are things that I have seen and I know they will happen. I've seen the way it is happening. I have followed, studied the pattern and I know it will happen. I believe the worst impossible case. Hallelujah. So faith for the impossible. Believing. All we need to do is to believe. Just believe. John 11:44, I believe. Can we just look at that briefly? John 11:40. Hallelujah. John 11 verse 40. The Bible says, "And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee?" Please, I want us to look at the sequence. "If thou wilt see, thou shalt believe." Is that what he says? Are we there? "If you will believe, then you will see the glory of the Lord." Is that correct? In the kingdom of men, normally, when you see something happen, that is when you believe. But in God's kingdom, and he will never change the equation, we have to believe it first. It has to be crested in our heart. When you believe it, then you will see it. What you don't believe, you will never see. So first of all, in our heart, I believe Shekinah Encounter Center is a mega church. I believe that nations will hear us. I believe in the supernatural. I believe in abundance. I believe in the, and you see, I don't know if you have ever thought about it. There are many people whose life has been changed by ministers of men of God, and they don't even know their life is changing them. I believe it. I believe that people become millionaires because they are working in this church. I believe people get jobs. People have gone for interviews and they say, where are your certificate? They say, I don't have any certificate though. I only have Word B certificate. No Word B. Word of Faith Bible. That's the Bible School of Living Faith. You have seen the Word B before? You have the job. Now, yeah, I'm telling you, I heard the true life story of a Nepal senior management staff in this country. He got into the job with no certificate, and then he has worked his way up to the top. So this was an ultimate auditing at the top, and then he was going to be sacked. And then when I met Bishop, I can't remember who he met. I don't think he was Bishop directly. And then they told him, you don't have a certificate, put your word there and then go by faith. True life story. So the man opened and said, he went to OV. That was the last document he checked. I'm telling you. And then it was taken. A lady went for a multinational oil company work. And then she was asked, why should we hire you? What have you done to influence people? He said, I have not done anything much, but I used to go out on evangelism and I've won some souls and I've established them in church. Think about it, I tell you that in your oil and gas interview. So how can you prove it? Say, I have the contact of three people. Give us their numbers. I'm telling you. She testified. When I faced Mina, give us their numbers. She gave them the numbers. They called them. Is it true? You know this person? Yes. What happened? She brought her to church. And then, is it true? She had the job. That was it. Hallelujah. So sometimes just believe. The Bible says all things that are impossible with men are possible with God. It is impossible for some people to rise in life. I was listening to the profile of Nkosi Mwela. What's her name? Okonjo-Iweala. By 22, she has graduated from Harvard. She's from a royal family, wealthy family. By 27, she has had a PhD from Massachusetts. She worked in World Bank for 25 years. 25 solid years before coming to Nigeria. You don't compare with some normal Nigerians. So by her profile, in the natural, she's advantageous. There are people that should never rise by their profile. But then God has a way of picking impossible cases. People that have no connection whatsoever. People that have no nothing to look at them to even recommend. And then set them in glorious places. I believe that God can rise people from this place to sit down in dignified places. I believe that by the prophecy of my mouth, people can rise into top position and never be soiled. I believe it. I believe that, I believe more so much in music, so much that I believe that we will raise, people will raise and see and from this place, so long as Jesus tarries, the whole world will hear. And honor the name of the Lord by the anointing. Hallelujah. I believe we'll plant churches. We'll stop counting like chapel. They don't count members, they count churches. They don't longer count how many they don't count members, they count churches. Hundreds of thousands of churches, cathedrals everywhere. So God told him, I will give you money to build churches. See, they bought for one building around $2.5 million cash. Amen. He's going to minister to UK. He fly with 18 team members, first class. You cannot be doing that kind of thing without money. They have over 22 high, the kind of bosses that Rehoboam gave for crusade. Over 22 went traveling. Big deal. Came to Nigeria and stamped this nation like fire, like juke. Yes. I see these things from men of God I respect. I just watch. I believe it can happen in my life. Yes. I don't see them. I see them, I celebrate and I watch it. But I believe I can do it. Or a robot said that he was sitting down in William Branham meeting after returning from India with that miracle. And then he sat down there and William Branham was preaching. He was frustrated. And then it's like he said that in his words, that it's like he was hearing 1 million or 100,000 voices telling him, you can do this thing. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. That was when he caught up with his wife, with Evelyn, back to India. There was a ministry and a woman came by tongue cobra on her neck. The husband was not even around. Give me that snake. Are you not afraid? They gave her the snake. It became a rod in her hand. Yeah, true. You know, when America testifies, you know, it's true life, so it's not Nigeria that will say it's fake. It became a rod. Strong. I'm telling you. Because they believe that it can happen. So when I watch this, I'm not just entertained. When I see people jacking under the anointing, when I see people cannot stand by the words of people, when I see the anointing fills the room, anytime I stand in Lillian Deliverance Service in Abuja and I see people getting healed, anytime I watch these things happen, I don't see it as somebody doing it. I believe I can do it. I believe it is possible. I believe it. I believe the impossible. My dreams may be wild sometimes, but in my spirit it's not wild. Somehow I know that it will happen. It will happen. Hallelujah. There are impossible cases that is God that made it impossible. There are things that God has made impossible. It's not possible for somebody to make Jesus Christ to die a second time. No amount of prayer and fasting you will do for make Jesus Christ to die again. It's not true. Let the whole world gather and begin to pray and fast. Jesus, come and die for us. It's an impossible prayer. There is nobody that can be higher. There are cases that Jesus Christ has made impossible. So cases that God has made impossible, those ones, you know them and then you don't even dare them. Then there are cases that human beings made certain things impossible. Like government have made it, if you don't have a license, you cannot drive from here to Lagos normally. In Nigeria, you can anyway. When you have 15 era up, I'll be your boss, you can drive. But in an ideal system, you don't have a license, you cannot drive. So it's not because you cannot drive, but the government has made it impossible for you. There are local doctors that have cured, have done surgery, and have healed a lot of people. But no matter their experiences, even if they are spiritual healer, if they don't have medical license, their rate of success. Is that not true? So there are things that government and men have made impossible. You say you want to marry and you're 7 years, human being will make it impossible for you. But did the Bible give an age to marry? Say man and male and female. Okay, so you have a problem when it's 7 years. But you don't have a problem when it's 70 years man marrying. So what is your definition of male and female? What is your really your definition? Because you don't have a problem when the man is 120 and want to marry, you don't have a problem. But you have a problem when the guy is a young guy. Or when a young guy has a house that is by 7 years, you have a problem. Where did he get the money? So there are some cases that human beings have made it impossible. And then there are some things that I call self-imposed impossibility. Because you look, because of your history, because of your who you are, just think that this thing cannot happen in my life. How can I do this kind of thing? I cannot do this. This one is for apostle. This one is for pastor. I'm not a pastor. I cannot cast out a demon. I cannot do certain things. Self-made impossible case. Bible said the people that went to spy the land of Canaan, Bible said when we saw them, we were like ants in our eyes, and so we were there. So they made themselves little. Self-imposed impossibility case. So whether it is God that made it impossible, that one you can do nothing about it. But human being that made impossible can be changed. That's what the Bible said. What is impossible to man is possible with God. And then the ones you can do, you have made yourself. Remove all the limits. Hallelujah. Remove. Go for it. Hallelujah. Believe it. I believe our faith is coming alive to believe God for things. Our role is all to believe. Bible say, blessed is she that believes, for unto her shall be a perfect. Luke 1:45. So how do we activate that kind of faith? The first thing is trust God completely. Believe without knowing how. You don't even know how it will happen. Don't know how, but you did it. You don't know how, but just believe. Hallelujah. Man, God. You may not know how, but believe it. How can you fly out of this country this year? If you want to fly, because flying is never my priority. How can you fly? Just believe. You don't know how it will happen, but you just believe. Hallelujah. So now, but just believe. I believe.
believe it.
Drive a car this year. You don't know how it will happen.
But believe it.
There are 1 million ways for you to have a car. 1 million ways. I was in a driver with a car. Going to Abuja. I've shared a story before. I was telling a story of. He was coming out of his house. A Dangote trailer just bashed his car. Condemned it. The man said, I will give you money now. But if I settle you now, you don't have a lot of money. Let the company settle you. See, the company gave him over 15 million naira or something like that. Yes. See, that to him, that was blessing in disguise. With that 15 million naira, that car that was bashed was not up to 1 million naira.
Yes.
But 50 of that kind of cars. God can give you a car. God can give you the money. My brother said he was asking God for a car. He said he was going for a concert one day or a crusade. And then he was struggling in the queue. And then he's standing. Right before his eyes, a young guy with three ladies, like a star. Three ladies here, three ladies here, came and then packed his private jet and then enter. Say, God, this guy is going to waste his life and waste lives. I'm going to evangelize. I said, give me a private jet. Say, give me money to buy a private jet. He was praying. God said, do you want me to give you the money or give you a private jet? He said, no, I prefer a private jet. Because God can give you the money to buy it, and God can make somebody buy it and give you. The private jet that they are able to fly on was bought by one person and being maintained.
Yes.
Was announcing the roof of 6x6 or 9x9 or 3x3 cathedral was this amount. Somebody said, don't announce. One person roofed that place. Apostle Joseph Suleiman said, that is not one person, that is one people. One people. That's not one person, that is one people. Roofed it. What are you talking about? Well, your own is believe it. Believe. I believe it. The better I die believing that I didn't believe. I believe it. How do you believe you will marry? How will I believe that last year I will marry? I told myself, I'm marrying. It was by faith. The budget to buy the box. Of when you carry me, no money will come out enough. Let's say they will to sell my clothes and you carry me off and knock around. 100,000 naira will not come out from anywhere in this world. That is only box. That is, there's no mention about the lease and the dowry. Don't talk of the men wedding. Don't talk of your own house. Many things. But I believe it. I believed it. So dare to trust God wholly. Know this song by Apostle Zema. I believe, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Say, you don't see the rain or the water. I don't care where the problem is. A small child don't care where you get the money. All he wants is biscuit. Children don't care. That they are one. They don't care where you get the money from. It doesn't matter to them. All they want is biscuit and bobo. Where you get is none of their business. That is the way God wants the Bible say, until we become like this kid. We don't hear how it's coming from. We need to live. We just that this is going to happen. I believe God. Remember, like I was speaking with you last year, there was a time we had 5 zeros in a month in the church. It was impossible. I said, please, let us not raise our hope. This is the tithe is 10,000 naira. Let us not start something that is big. Until this year, we paid that amount was our more than that was our tithe for. Remember what I said? That one day this will be our tithe. I said, this day, one day, will be our tithe. And it just happened. Now, the amount we pay now, one day, it will not be enough to be our tithe. I believe it.
Yes.
People drop 9 zeros as tithe 1 month. Next month, they get more than 9 zeros. They did not come to this world with 2 heads. I believe. The Bible said, God is not a respecter of man. That is why anything I hear my Father and the Lord do, call us. If you do what I will do, you will see what I see. I heard him say, you honor his father that way. So I'm not, this is what you do. So people say, I said, me, this is what he's doing. I want his kind of result. I will do it. I believe it. Because God said, he's not a respecter of human being. If you do what they do, you will see what they see. And then when you pray God completely, then your non-responsibilities. every faith in the scripture, every miracle was happened as a result of an obedience. In John chapter 2 verse 5, the first miracle that Jesus Christ did of turning water to wine, his mother said, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. So, there are non-instructions that you may know. Let's say you know that this is what you should do. Anything you know you should do on your own part, do it. As you are believing for the impossible, you are trusting in God. Any known responsibility, you should be working, be working. You should be praying, be praying. You should be studying, be studying. Do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So carry known responsibility, because there is always an instruction to obey before a miracle. If that woman never carried that oil wouldn't have dropped. If the people, every miracle that Elisha did, the people did something. All of them. So to every miracle, there's an obeyed instruction. So ending on it. And then, the next thing is number 3. Dare to ask God in faith. In Matthew 21:21. Don't doubt. Believe him. Hallelujah. Dare to ask him in faith. Many times God is just waiting for us to ask. Ask, throw your base short. Ask him. God is going to say and say, Jesus Christ, David, call you mint. I call you mint. God can call you any name that is good that you give yourself. Hallelujah. God can call him and say, God, I want to say mint. So you can ask yourself. Because any name can call yourself, God can call you. But God knows all your nicknames. God knows them. Knows your name, knows your house, everything. So he can go, what they mean? It's God. Hallelujah. It's God. It's not because he's God now. When you want to call him, I say, David, okay. No, he can call you mint. Say mint. When you want to be casual. Hallelujah. I remember one experience I had. Shall I share? Let me keep quiet. No. Hallelujah. But God is real. God is real. Let me share. I've never shared before in my life. Sometimes I don't want to share most of my own experiences because sometimes I feel it's not time. Hallelujah. One day something happened. I was praying and then it was like somebody was here. I was alone, but I could feel a palpable person. So something of laughter came up and then it was like a tap and then I could hear. You know the way we are just all of us. I'm telling you. When I was, I burst into the laughter. I could hear the person next to me, tap at the laugh, and it was like we are laughing. Yes, that's why I said God can call you by name. He real. He can just once in a while just come and so I say, Apostle, how are you? Hallelujah. So means how are you? Hallelujah. Yes. So carry on, and then dare to ask him in faith, believe him, asking for impossible things. Action. And then prepare for the testimony. What did I say? Prepare for the testimony. This, I read a story, I can't remember when. They said the whole village came to pray for rain. But only one child came with an umbrella. You understand? They came to pray for rain, but only one child came with an umbrella. He was ready. He believed that before the rain is over, something should be dropping. So he came with the umbrella to the prayer meeting. That is faith. You are trusting God for a car, get a visa, get a license. Want to travel out, get it. Do the part that you can. And then leave the miracle part for God. Do the part you can do. You want a lamb, Dr. Paul, and he said, if you want a lamb, so remember the thing he used to do that time. So when they wanted to buy their lamb, the man said, they will never sell it. You never sell it, okay, they went. Then they came with a bottle of oil. I'm running the lamb. We want this lamb. That is it. Yes. Take steps of faith. Do your part. Prepare for the miracle. Get ready. Because it's coming. Because God will not waste resources. God will not waste it. God will never give us members we cannot handle. So we have to prepare. Say, it is not faith when you are expecting 1,000 people and then you arrange 500 chairs. See, it doesn't make sense, right? It means you are not serious. So if you are really expecting 1,000 people, how many chairs should you have seated down there? 1,000 chairs. As a matter of fact, 1,200 chairs. So prepare for the miracle. Prepare. and it will happen. Hallelujah. Come be on our feet and talk to God and say, Father Lord, I believe. Can we, let's open our mouth and talk to God about impossible in our life.
Believe. Lord, I believe. I believe. Yeah. I believe. Lord, I believe. Yeah. Lord, I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah. Thank you because we believe you. You know our hearts. We have faith for the impossible things in our life. That you are the lifter of men. Thank you for your faithfulness. Because once we are confident one day to be our practical realities. Thank you because you are faithful. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you always for give. We ask the Lord to receive our offering. And let it be a blessing to the kingdom.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.